The voices daring the president to follow his talk with action are ringing loud and clear. Here's the leader of the official opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, John Steenhuisen, in Parliament recently.
The fish rots from the head. And if you're serious about fighting corruption, you should start by putting senior government ministers and Minister Ace Magashule, as well as others implicated, in jail.
Magashule, the ANC Secretary General, is one of the party's most powerful figures. He's also, however, often linked to grand corruption. Magashule has told the state broadcaster the claims against him are part of a wider political plot against the ruling party.
That's how the enemy is planning to finish the ANC. You just come tomorrow and say, Magashule was involved in this and therefore I must step aside. I will never do that. I will never.
But this is exactly what he'll be expected to do if the ANC's Integrity Commission finds evidence against him. So pressure is mounting on Magashule from outside as well as inside his party, and it's clear he's a worried man.
A member of the ANC is entitled to be treated like a citizen. Fairness, the rule of law, the law of natural justice is what you and I expect.
Steenhuisen believes high-ranking ANC officials like Magashule will never be prosecuted for corruption, because to do so, he told Ramaphosa in Parliament, would destroy the ANC.
This is a systemic problem within the ANC, and it's why your party is pathologically incapable of self-correction.
Frans Cronier of the Centre for Risk Analysis says the first sign of Ramaphosa wavering is his referral of claims of graft to the ANC's Integrity Commission.
Corruption should be investigated by law enforcement agencies and not by internal party committees.
He says the second obstacle to a sincere ANC campaign against graft is that so many of the party's top 80 members are themselves implicated in financial crimes.
We've dug into that in some detail. And 41 of those are people that would appear to be implicated in gross acts of corruption. 8 of that 80, we confidently say, are not implicated at all, perfectly clean.
So Cronier says a real attempt to rid the ANC of its corrupt elements would decimate its top ranks and potentially end its ability to win elections. His fellow analyst, David Ansara, doubts whether a credible investigation of political corruption is even possible in South Africa.
And we've also seen, in terms of the prosecuting authority, serious problems there in terms of capacity, in terms of staff, resources, and the ability to pursue corruption charges.
Ansara's view is that the best citizens can hope for is that a few corrupt ANC leaders are eventually imprisoned, and not only the relatively minor party figures who appear to be involved in one of post-democratic South Africa's most heinous graft scandals. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.